Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin episode 86, Spiritual Warfare. So in case you hadn't noticed, there's a massive spiritual war happening on this planet right now, light versus dark, in the biggest, most epic historical way that's ever been seen anywhere, ever. It's true, historically, there have been massive and epic tragedies and atrocities, but there's never been a spiritual warfare like this, right? Where literally the light, you know, is slated to win. Like there's nothing the dark side can really do at this point, because there's no denying vibrational acceleration. But as far as the end game, there's nothing that the dark side can do. But what it can do is create as much chaos, havoc, and confusion in the meantime as possible, and snag up as many people as possible, right? And the end result with that would be, you know, to get people to make drastic choices, people who are unconsciously reactive, that aren't doing the spiritual work, that aren't, like, awake, to get them to make drastic choices and do things that we would, you know, those of us on the awakening path would deem to be insane. And that's been playing out that way for sure. It's more convoluted than that. And I don't want to focus too much on the dark side of things. I want to focus on the light side. But first, let's look at the primary way. Let's look at two things. Let's look at the primary target, and let's look at the primary means and methods by which the dark side enacts this, suppression. It tries to suppress your vibrational field, right? So, everybody's going to feel it to a certain degree, but those people with the most potential to put out the most light are the number one, generally speaking, those are the primary targets of the dark side. Now, the dark side generally recognizes this when you incarnate and sets about basically attacking you and trying to suppress you from a very early age. And if it can get things to happen to you that make you question your worthiness, then that's perfect, because that'll work against you later when you try to actualize yourself. You will continue to sabotage yourself over and over again if this is you, right? This isn't everybody. To a certain degree, it applies to everybody. But the more and more, you know, you are one of those people who, you know, you sort of struggled to a certain degree your entire life, the more this really is about you. And the dark side recognizing your potential to put out light and basically having people and dark things come at you from a very early age. Now, this is not to be confused with karmic payout, karmic balancing, right? Where the soul, you know, wants to balance everything out, because this is the incarnation of all incarnations. This is vibrational acceleration. The potential for the last physical incarnation and to move into 5D and to manifest heaven on earth, right? In your physical body. Amazing. So it's not to be confused with those souls who incarnate with some really dark unconscious parents that do all kinds of stuff to them because they are wanting to mitigate and burn through as much karma as they can so they can be free and clear to create what they want. And so that's a whole nother subject, but this is not to be confused with that, right? So we're talking about the primary target, of the dark side and the dark entities, you know, that it deploys to suppress, people with the greatest potential to put out the most light on the planet. A lot of these type of souls, people, can be denoted by the fact that they've had a lot of epic struggle in their life. And people from the outside looking in have no conception of why it is that this person struggles so much. And they may even mistakenly project onto them that you can't get your shit together, or they can't get their shit, whatever it is, not realizing that this person is, number one, taking on all their karma in one incarnation, which many of you have. You know, all of you listening to this, I'm going to presuppose or assume that you are on the ascension track, the ascension track, and then those of you who are front runners, you know, generally speaking, are who this refers to. Front runners are putting out massive amounts of light. And so generally speaking, they're going to get dogpiled by the dark side from a very early age, right? So I'm kind of repeating myself. Sorry. But, you know, you might, so you may have, if you're one of those people, then you might have suffered, you know, this just unbelievable number of setbacks, no matter how hard you've tried to succeed, no matter how many different things you've tried throughout your life, you know, health issues and just all manner of things. And part of it could be all the karma you took on, but a big part of it can also be that you've been targeted for suppression by the dark side from a very early age. This is, again, why spiritual practice, which means some sort of mind-body science, is so powerful, because it can keep you centered, it can keep your, you can give you control of your thoughts and your mind, and it can keep your vibrational field elevated and keep you, kind of purify your vibrational field to a certain extent. So that's, you know, those are the generally the type of people that are targeted the most. And that's why they do it, right? They're going to be, people who are targeted the most are usually going to be like front runners or souls that have this potential to put out massive, you know, metric megatons of light once they actualize themselves, once they really, you know, get into their manifesting power, etc. You know, and that's a threat to the dark. That's a huge threat to the dark side. And, you know, that's the way they go about it, is just basically trying to suppress you, feed you negative thoughts, you know, try to feed you, you know, try to get you to take up coping mechanisms, you know, or from an early age, you know, these type of souls, you know, will develop coping mechanisms and escapisms. That's why a lot of them are, a lot of them, I think, are gamers and, you know, read novels and stuff. It's just to escape the freaking, how brutal reality has been to them. You know, I'm not trying to victimize anybody, because, you know, the flip side of the coin is that these souls have so much potential. They're usually sitting on so much power, they don't even begin to realize it. So that's why mind-body practice is so important. You know, something to ground you, center you, clean your vibrational field, clear it, and elevate it and keep it elevated. And also make you less, you know, susceptible to these negative thoughts, these entities that try to feed you negative thoughts and try to feed any sort of addictive, compulsive types of behaviors, right? So let's get into, I don't know. I guess I didn't mean to spend that much time on it, but I really think it's important. And this is one of those episodes that might not resonate for everybody, but hopefully the right people find it. Because to the right person, this is going to be insanely validating. It's going to be massive ahas for the right person. And then, you know, there's a lot of people that it'll resonate for, but there's going to be some people that like this is like the key podcast. I might be, you know, over, you know, creating some level of self-importance about this, but I mean, if I'd heard this, you know, a couple decades ago or whatever, if I was, my consciousness was in a place to actually hear it, which it probably wasn't. But if it was, it would have been a massive aha for me, right? So hopefully the right people hear this. Anyway, so what to do about it? So let's say that this is you. And I mean, so many people are being affected by this anyway, right? So it's not just in the extreme. There's a lot of people who are being really suppressed. Anybody who is spiritually awakening to their full potential right now is going to be targeted to a certain extent. So what to do about it? Well, I don't want to be overly simplistic or trite, but besides meditation and breath work and all the things that you could and should be doing, there's one affirmation that when you do it and you feel it, you know, and over again throughout the day, you say this out loud to yourself. You don't say it in front of other people. You say out loud to yourself, I am the light of God. And as you say it, try to feel that light inside of you. Try to feel it igniting you and lifting you up and lighting you up from the inside out. I am the light of God. And just feel that. Now, it might seem trite or surface level. It could seem fantastical or whimsical. I don't know how it seems to you. You know, I'm not in your shoes listening to this right now. But I'm telling you straight up that if you do this several times a day, every day, you know, and if you feel really suppressed, like nothing is working and everything is shut down on you right now, then just do it all day. I mean, what have you got to lose? And see what happens. See how you feel better, your vibrational field is, you're vibrating higher, and more things, doors are opening for you instead of closing. Doors are opening instead of closing, right? So, even just visualizing yourself filled with light, vibrating and buzzing with white light, can do huge wonders during this crazy and insane time period where the dark side is just running rampant. It feels like it's almost got like a hall pass to just go and mess with as many people as possible. They're definitely ramped up the spiritual attack. And the more potential you have, I mean, just, you know, I'm not trying to create something negative, but it's just, it behooves you, you know, to realize that if you feel like you've always had this great potential, like you can do amazing things, and you want to manifest big things, and it likely, you know, the dark side's aware of your potential, and it's, you know, it's trying to dogpile you right now. You know, they've got two or three guys on the field just covering you, right? Because you're the one that can make the touchdowns, so to speak. So anyway, hopefully that's helpful. As always, if you have, if you're interested in coaching, hit me up at ChristopherPinkley.com. Until next time, take good care.